really an earth-shattering event that we agree. But
I know not talking about either one of your guts, but
is this going
on? Yeah.
The classification is what I said in your office is whether they came in for valuation or not last year, classification or not. When they come in for classification, it may be totally used differently this year than it was used last year. I mean, if they sold the property and somebody...
Oh, so they can do classification 2 years in a row, is what you're saying.
No.
No.
Not necessarily.
If there's a change in use, I think
if
so.
There's a change
we've,
in
already
use.
Done, we've already done a change.
What I'm trying to express, they came in last year, just because the classification changed, they set the value. You set the value. If it was a classification argument for this year, that is a mistake in classification.
Okay, you know
that's
what?
Totally different.
You know what? Maybe this makes the difference. It wasn't to change the classification. It was to change the split, you know, to the 70-30. That was the request. 70 residential, 30 commercial.
That would change the valuation, though, would it not?
Well,
it would change the assessed value. It changed the assessed value.
All right, legal Bob, I need a legal opinion here. Do we hear this case or not? And if we're not sure,
let's just deny it. If they want, they can appeal it to the state
and
tax commission.
And just to remind you, the assessor's already presented classification changes that I've already done.
That is absolutely correct. You're not following me, Donna. You stopped
at
the
I'm
door.
I'm just letting them know that they've done that.
Valuation and classifications are two different
things. State tax commission will not hear... a case in the even-numbered year that was heard on valuation in the odd-numbered year. And
so, Bob, do we hear the case at all?
You're asking me for a gut feeling. I would say no and let them appeal if we're wrong, but I don't know.
So if we don't hear them...
I'm telling you, I don't know.
Okay.
How about this vote deny instead of don't?
Well, if we vote to deny, that means we're going to call the people and... Okay, well, let's call them. Well, we're going to have to call them because they have scheduled 3:15 and...
Yes, we had 15 almost. Minutes. We can use those minutes.
I just say when in doubt, in the even numbered year, don't hear valuation.
That's when in doubt... I know if it doesn't fit, you must have quit. That's all I remember. So, if in doubt, I don't know. I got
in doubt, don't pout.
If in doubt, don't pout.
Hello?
Hi, is this Constance?
Yes, it is.
This is Jim Stropas calling from Taney County, Missouri, on the Board of Equalization.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. We have you scheduled right now to talk about your appeal for property assessment.
Yes.
What I've got you on the speakerphone with three of the board members present, and we have our assessor and our clerk's department here. And what we'd like to do is, the process is that in just a few minutes you'll be able to state your case of why you're asking for the appeal.
Okay.
Then the board may ask you a few questions. We'll have the assessor make some statements. And then whatever the decision is, if it's right now or if it's later on the day, you will be mailed the results of the decision by the clerk's office.
Okay.
Alrighty. And I believe last year we heard this case regarding classification, so we can't talk about classification, but we can talk about valuation, I believe is what you're asking for.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, I'm going to let you just go ahead and start your explanation. I will let you know that we do have whatever you sent to the clerk's office. We have those documents in front of us.
Okay, great.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, hi everyone. I just am trying to appeal my taxes because we talked to a realtor to find out what the value was, and she told me that she would say no higher than 170.
Okay.
And last year we were going to put it up on the market, but again, it was very low and we were hoping it would come back up. We had paid 189, and so we were hoping that we wouldn't lose so much money, but now, now that it's going down even further, we just felt like
so
we needed to do something.
Make sure I understand, you bought this property for $189,000 in 1997?
Yes.
2007. Okay. So you bought it in 2007 for... Now, one thing about... I know we're calling you in California. One thing that I did not explain, I apologize, is that Missouri law requires us to set valuation as of January 1st of the odd number year. So this valuation is set as of January 1st of 2009. Okay?
Okay.
So even though things are selling much, much less this year and even the second half of last year, our job is to make sure valuation is set properly as of January 1st.
Of
09. Okay. Of 09. All right? Then I just wanted to make sure I threw that out there because I know that we all agree the market is a lot softer than it was. And as the assessor goes through and reevaluates property through the entire county, it appears that values are going to be going down across the board. Mm-hmm. But he has to set valuation right. He's working on valuations for as of January 1st of 2011 right now.
Oh, okay.
All right? So the comps that you submitted is what we're looking at right now.
Okay. The one is 170, I believe.
Okay.
That is exactly the same as ours.
The 170, okay. Okay, I see it. And you're, it's a one bedroom, one bath?
Yes.
And about 900 square foot, is that right?
I think it's a little less. I think it's about 800. Our bathroom is a little bit smaller.
Okay.
We don't have the tub, but other than that, it's the same.
Okay. Yeah, we show you about 842 square feet on the books, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
We have, our balcony has a big concrete wall. We can't really look out because there's a rooftop. The rooftop from underneath is right in front of us, so that kind of devalues it also.
All right. Okay. Board, what questions do you have for her?
I have comments on James' comparison here. We've got the closest thing that I can see is unit 209, building 3, sold for $191,700, 4 of 08.
Okay.
We had 210B in building 2, sold for 107.5 in 8 of 08.
Okay.
So, assuming those are the same size units or close, she may not be too far off.
Okay. Pretty close.
Her request, yeah. And considering hers was bought in 07 and James got it at 240, what is it, 241?
241 is what he's got on there right now. Okay. James, you want to say a few things? The assessor?
If it wasn't for the law of the odd, even numbered year, my recommendation would be to put this at the 189 that she paid for it, as we had stipulated in 08 on a few properties, but we've got a time frame here that is really going to be detrimental to the decision.
Okay. Basically saying you really can't do anything.
I can't, and this BOE, like I say, you need to take into consideration whether you're reassessing or whether you're correcting an error.
Okay. Any other questions for the for Constance here? Seeing none, what we'll do is deliberate a little bit more and probably just a little while. And what we'll do then is whatever the decision is, the clerk will mail you the results.
Okay, alrighty. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, bye. Any moment right now, as we think and ponder.
Okay. I'm just pondering.
I mean, from a valuation standpoint, it sounds like we need to move 189. But as for do we do it in the even number year and all that kind of stuff, I don't understand all that yet. I don't know what the even number is.
Because your next request, if you happen to pick up your paper, paid to 179 in 07, now he's asking for 89 in the same type complex. So that's a reevaluation. And that, what I'm, all I'm saying that for is, what does revaluation do with an even-numbered year?
Are you saying because we're setting it at a 2010, January 1, 2010 value instead of a January 1, 2009 value?
If we set her value based on comps that she provided and we revalue her property, this next guy gets the same consideration.
But we can't set it at 2010 value. But if you believe it should have been done at 2009, that's what we've been doing all along.
I'd say if it's appropriate to do so, I would move the 189 that James is suggesting, but I would need judgment, consensus of committee or advice from council as to whether we should do that or not.
I just don't know if the valuation...
That's a procedure question. I don't know. Valuation...
I do know if she'd have brought it timely, we would have probably changed it, but I don't know that the law advises... Because are you going to raise this next one to the 179.9? Because we just got it on for 163.
Well, that's where I'm getting confused, because I just got through lowering a whole stack. Some of them $23,009 to $530.
No, valuation. That has nothing to do with it, because we had a green space involved versus a platted lot, yeah. And green space is a mistake. It's not a valuation problem. They can't ever sell that as a lot. I valued them as lots.
Bob, if I didn't come before BOE last year, and I want to argue my assessed valuation, not asking for 2009 to be changed, but asking for 2010 to be changed.
And you didn't come in 2009, the State Tax Commission will hear that.
Yes.
It will hear it.
My position is that it sounds like this lady's, if we don't act on this, then we're kind of sort of screwing over the taxpayer on process of some sort, and I'm kind of basically against that. So I'm going to go ahead and move to recite her to where James suggests in 189.
Now, James, just to clarify, and I understand what you're saying, but James is saying that he would do that in 2011.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you're saying that's the 2010 value.
Yeah.
He's saying his valuation.
I was phasing in and out there for most of this.
He was saying that he would have.
We would have changed it if it would have been made aware of it back whenever in a timely manner.
You would have changed it in
2008 is when we made the stipulations to put them on at sales price.
Oh, I see.
And lots of them. Okay. But the 2009 rolled around and it didn't happen. So here that...
So you're saying in 2009 you would have set it at $189,000 if you'd been made aware of it?
And furnish the comps, yes.
So let's look at it like, to ease things through, let's look at it like an error, just like the road or any of the rest of it. I'll second your motion.
We have a motion and a second. Motion by Kelly, second by Chuck. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion is 2-1.
Yet to be determined whether it passes or not.
I don't know if it passes or not.
Well, I'm going to go.
Well, I'm right there. The Robert's Rules of Order says, as a general rule, okay, that a majority of those present, which would be 2 out of 3, and
it would be 3 out of 7 are present.
Huh? There's 3 people here.
No, voting members present.
Did you say voting members or did you say members?
The general rule under Robert's Rules is that a majority of those present is all it takes to pass a vote. And there are 3 people present, that would be 2 people.
She's saying that you guys are both...
There's actually 5 present.
I don't think that's the meaning of Robert's Rules. I think a greater question is...
You're non-voting members. I would say of the voting members.
Yeah, the...
I'm not so sure that. I'm not going to get into that argument of whether. Okay.
So I will. Does BOE have anything specific? Not Robert's Rules. Does BOE have anything specific?
With Jim's assistance, I've now looked up the statute, and that applies most.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to call a recess for 5 minutes. It's at 3:30. We'll reconvene. That gives everyone a chance to.
I have something to tell you from the State Tax Commission on this very thing. So
3:30 recess.
I'm a